Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome. We got Mike Rizzo, the Nationals GM, president of baseball operations, joining us in an hour. Nationals coming off another loss yesterday.
Did you guys watch the game at all?
A little bit. A little bit when I was at the bar
so
after
Justin,
playing.
Justin Maxwell was the color guy taking over for FP. I have no idea if FP's ever going to come back. Mm-hmm. But Justin Maxwell played for Washington for a couple of years. He was pretty good, especially in the opening, but he was really quiet during the game. Someone has to get to him and say, speak louder. You could barely hear him.
Oh, really? It's just his volume was too loud?
He was just talking. Yeah, he was just talking very soft.
Too low, I mean.
Like in hushed tones.
Maybe he just didn't have confidence if it's new to him.
Yeah, maybe. I think
they should pull his volume up.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be better today, but that's the one thing I noticed. I mean, he makes good points, but you just couldn't hear him very well.
Huh. That's more on the engineers.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
So he's the guy who wants to be a dentist, right?
Justin Maxwell?
I have no idea.
Is
he a dental school?
Apparently, he's a dental student at the University of Maryland.
Ah, right. Having trouble hearing you.
Well, I know I was talking to CK about it when all this stuff was going down and trying, you know, when Grant filled in for a couple games. Mm-hmm. And they were just talking about how there's just like no ex-Nats that live around here, apparently.
Right.
That anybody thinks would have any ability to do that. And he was like the only guy that they could come up with. I don't even remember when he was here, frankly.
Very non-memorable, in my opinion. Baseball
must have been in the early
years.
Was that in the early years? Yeah, that's when I wasn't a fan.
Yeah, because he stopped playing in 15. So I'm guessing it was 7-8, somewhere in there, 7-8-9.
Well, he was 2007. Then I guess he was in the minors in 2008, then 2009, 2010. But it looks like he kind of bounced around from the minors to the majors during that time.
Yeah. Right. Well,
so, yeah, apparently he is currently attending the University of Maryland Baltimore School of Dentistry, class of 2022.
Dude, I have a second cousin that's doing this. I think I've talked about this before. That's doing dentistry school. It's like half a milli.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's super expensive.
Really?
I had no idea. No idea. But, you know,
trying
I guess,
to be the next Jack Bishop.
I guess you're set, though.
Once get in
you're
that dentistry game.
Yeah, I guess you're set. All right, you want to tell you what's going
you
on?
You buy
world?
A house on the water.
Of Hollywood and entertainment.
Let's do it. Entertainment page is brought to you by our friends at Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Wave Soda is super simple. Just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES, and you're going to get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
All right, I just like this story just because I can't think of anybody more asexual to me in my brain than Bill Gates, but apparently he's a horn dog. They're saying that he was kind of legendary, the nerd, kind of legendary for wild pool parties. He'd have strippers at the house. He would actually hire girls to swim in his pool naked with his friends. How great is that? This is a guy you want to be friends with. So in his bachelor days, you remember, he was a billionaire before he married Melinda Gates. James Wallace wrote a 1997 biography on Gates, Bill Gates and the Race to Control Cyberspace, and they say that the media basically covered up all of his wild bachelor parties, all of the excursions out to the strip clubs, but he would hire dancers, Cakes, to come to his home. I mean, is that the best pool party ever? You have a bunch of your boys over. You invite Horsey and Squirrel, and you have all the guys over. And then you have a bunch of strippers you paid to swim around the pool naked.
It sounds like a great setup.
Right? Yeah. How great is that? It's brilliant.
It's fantastic.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I did that with my parents' above ground pool.
Right. They say during his time at Harvard, he was also allegedly a frequent flyer in Boston's once notorious red light district, the Combat Zone, which I've never heard of.
I didn't know that that was combat dubbed that.
Valdez, did you ever
scary.
Once crush it with a girlfriend or something in the above ground?
No chance.
Because his parents could have been there at any time.
No, but late night, you never know.
Mac, what are you doing out there in the backyard?
I got to tell a story that I've told before.
Why is there so much splashing?
I got to tell a story that I've told before. JP and I have told this before, and we're not going to use names. But we had good buddy, okay, whose parents had they lived in like a ranch. Just imagine like a rancher, for the lack of a better phrase.
Okay.
But then they put an addition on it that made it like an L.
Yeah.
Okay. And so one of my boys was with his girl in the addition part. It made the house like So his parents,
today, by the way, 40 years later, they still call it the new room.
Right. I don't want to give away too much, but he was in there with his girl, and his girl was hanging out with Billy Joe's. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. B.J. Surhoff.
Yeah.
And his parents were over in the kitchen, and his donk didn't realize that they could see, because it's like an L now.
Right.
That the parents were watching the whole thing.
Right through the sliding glass door.
And then his dad gave him a stern talking to
after that.
Yeah.
Talking to or congratulations?
No. I think
way to go, son.
Stern talking to. Like, how stupid
he might have wanted to join in.
Who knows?
Drab watches those kind of videos.
Yeah.
Father, son.
Yeah. So weird. But anyway, they say Gates womanizing, Cakes, wasn't curtailed to when he began dating Melinda French in 1988. They say that it kind of continued, but the media kind of kept it on the down low. They were married for 27 years, and then I get sized when they come out with the body language experts, and now they're saying,
which you consider yourself one of.
I'm pretty good.
That's something for EB likes.
Yeah. I'm an elite people reader, so I probably would be pretty good at the body language thing, too. But they say dating back to like 2010, you could see when they do interviews together, like just sort of like her, you know, like the way her posture, the way she's closed off, that you could see trouble in the marriage dating back to 2010, Cakes.
Ah, so it's been rocky for a decade.
Yes.
Who would you like to have in your foursome more? You have to pick one.
All right.
Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos?
Bezos. I think Bezos. I think.
Yeah, I think you would have, I mean, I think all of us would probably have a little bit more in common with him.
Yeah.
He wants to buy a sports team. And
Yeah. I think Bezos is okay with me eating a hamburger. I think.
Man, that sounds good right now.
I think generally speaking.
Hamburger. Bill Gates says no hamburgers.
You'll do an impromptu version of what you had for dinner last night. Speed round.
All right. I went to, it wasn't Fausto's and it wasn't Fauci's. Yeah. I went to a place called Fauci?
Faccio's?
It's just called Fauci. And it must be a chain. It was like a bonefish type of place. And
never
I had
heard
a
of it.
Silly grilled salmon. And I had a watered down Jack and Diet.
You eat salmon more than me.
I eat it all the
time.
And
I eat a lot of salmon.
Yeah. I get sized for the omega-3s. A watered down Jack and Diet that I was very upset with. So then
which,
I had an Amstel Light.
Which town is that in?
That's an Ellicott City, Turf Valley.
Okay.
Fauci's.
Hibachis. I had Frank Perdue chicken tenders on a salad.
Frank Perdue chicken salad.
I got a bag of Perdue chicken tenders I got at Costco, and I cooked them up 15 minutes in the oven.
It's hurting. So they're breaded? Hurting,
yeah.
Breaded?
Yeah.
Hurting.
Cakes. But they're good.
Yeah. I had to have dinner at 10 p.m. last night because I was out at a Lax game. The Magruder Colonels got their first dub of the season.
Nice.
I had Paisanos last night.
Paisanos?
10 p.m.
You ate pizza late?
I picked it up early, and I had it ready for late.
Please tell me.
You know what? That pizza just sitting in your gut.
Yeah, please tell me you woke up feeling gross.
You know what I feel? Selling.
You don't feel any?
Did you have your two beers as well?
Did not have the two beers last night.
So hold on. You had pizza.
Zippy.
At 10 p.m. and then laid in it.
Yep.
And you woke up.
Just sat there.
And you woke up and you felt fine?
Well, I mean, I felt tired because I got about 5.5 hours of sleep.
You know,
but I feel okay.
Cakes has coffee and pizza sloshing around in his
I mean, a lot of both of those things.
Wouldn't most normal humans, wouldn't their stomachs feel awful? Like, you're not supposed to lay down right now.
I have a silly system. You have a weak immune system. My system is silly.
Did you eat anything besides the pizza? Like, did you have some wings?
There might have been some wings on the side.
Of course
it was a very healthy dinner, but I did enjoy it from Paisanos.
Right.
I had I actually upset because I don't have it that often, but I did have some Tim Salmon yesterday.
Ah, very good.
Good. That's good stuff.
What did you have on tonight? Valdez was talking in my ear. I didn't hear it.
Tim Salmon.
Oh, you had tin salmon too.
Yeah, not often here.
Who cooked it? You or your wife?
My wife, dude. I don't cook.
You don't cook?
No.
Well, that's a badge of courage.
No, it's not a badge of courage. I think you know that.
Badge of honor.
Not at all.
Cooking is silly.
He's very helpless.
Yeah.
Can you
grill? Can't fend for himself.
On occasion.
Anybody can grill. I mean, cavemen were grilling.
But I mean,
you got to have a certain talent. You can't keep it on the grill too long and overcook it.
Well, what I've learned with chicken breasts, you have to fillet them.
I'm not a grill master, okay?
I'm a grill master.
If I'm by myself for a week, let's say, because we have a timeshare in Outer Banks, so sometimes I can't go.
Sure, that's not a ripoff.
I will.
A timeshare in the Outer Banks.
Why is that a ripoff?
That just screams ripoff.
Why is it a ripoff, Cakes?
Because people never use it to their full extent of whatever they sign
You're
up
for. You're just anti-timeshare, 100%. Anywhere.
100%.
Yeah, okay.
Anywhere.
Well, look, it's something.
Not just JP's timeshare.
Yeah.
Any timeshare.
It's something that we inherited from Jess's grandmother, and their family's gone to it all the time. But let's just say I'm solo for a week, and I got to fend for myself. I'll maybe make my meal once or twice.
And it'll be on the grill outside.
Oh, it'll probably be peanut butter and jellies.
That doesn't count. That's not a meal.
That doesn't count.
Anything a four-year-old can make does not count.
Turkey burgers, hamburgers, that sort of thing.
We've had a lot of competitions. We've had peanut butter and jelly, which I won.
Mm-hmm. I was ripped off, by the way. Did we ever have
the grilled cheese contest?
No, we have not.
I don't think so.
But I'm willing to have a cook-off.
Hey, the summer of bits is rapidly approaching.
I believe my competition would be Lurch. I would rule out Cakes.
No. Hold on. I don't like grilled cheeses. I would never eat one. I can make a silly grilled cheese.
No. I'm saying open anything, not grilled cheeses. Like I have a chicken dish that I think I would pwn you in. I have a pork dish that I do.
I'll kill you in the hot dog casserole contest.
You would kill me in that.
Yeah.
You would crush it.
Actually, I don't think I would have competition. I think I would run away with that. Mm-hmm. What about you, Drabby? What'd you have for dinner?
Last night?
Yeah.
Last night was Taco Tuesday.
Ooh. Did you consult LeBron before you did Taco Tuesday?
Was that homemade tacos or did you go to some spot?
Homemade, yeah.
Was that beef or chicken?
Beef. Keto tacos?
Keto, yeah. No tortilla for me.
Drabby has the same hairline as LeBron.
Hold on. So you had lettuce tacos?
You just throw it in a bowl and eat lettuce it without tacos? A shell?
Yeah. I got a paper bowl out of the cupboard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Filled it with lettuce, dumped a bunch of tomatoes, onions, cheese, sour cream, salsa, and of course, beef.
Right.
Yeah.
All
right. And Valdez?
It's a taco bowl.
I made stuffed peppers.
Stuffed peppers?
Oh, fancy.
Yeah.
Stuffed with crab meat?
I know that. Yeah, I know. Valdez, like, from all his tailgating things.
With chicken.
Protein powder?
Chicken?
What?
Protein powder to build the muscles?
No.
You put ground chicken in there? What do you do?
No. Take a rotisserie chicken, pick it apart, stuff the pepper with some rice. Tomato, chili.
I thought you only stuffed with crab. Crab.
And then put them in the oven, melt some cheese on top. Boom.
Nice. All right. We did one story on the EP.
It was still a very good segment.
No, I know. That's a great segment. But
right, so you want to come back with more? Give us a good tease.
Send it to the Marconis.
Well, I don't know. Drabby, should we do the second segment of EP? Or
that's
you want to
do? That's fine, but we got something else for later in the show then.
All right. When we come back, I'll tell you who is, don't look it up, Billboard's top artist of the decade. Yeah, we'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 8:45. We'll tell you who Washington football team, who they open up the season with.
Ooh.
So stay tuned for that at 8:45. Then we got Mike Rizzo at 9, but we're in the middle of the entertainment page.
All right, boys.
So do we have breaking news?
Kind of. Yeah, but we're going to make you wait for 5 minutes.
Yeah, of course.
But we'll go through it.
Or
sure.
21.
All right, so Billboard's top 100 artists of the 2010s. Do you guys care to guess?
I saw the story yesterday.
All right, so don't jump in. Lurch, I'm sure you haven't seen it.
No clue.
Who do you think is the top? I'll give you, like, you and Cakes a few guesses.
All right.
The top artist. So I believe with Billboard, it's simply by chart performance, right? I guess they also factor in social media data and touring revenue.
So this is of the 2010s.
Correct. From 2010 to 2000, I guess, 19.
All right.
Maybe 2020. I don't know.
I have a guess.
Oh, it says 2009 to 2019.
Jason, do you want to go first or you want me to go?
I have no guess. What's the redhead dude from England?
Ed Sheeran. He's number six.
Ed Sheeran. That's
my
guess.
Not bad. Number six.
I think it's got to be Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is number two.
Ooh. Number one.
You're
number
not going to get Swift. Number one because it's going to slip your mind. Because you're not a fan, per se.
Why'd you want us to guess?
Well, I mean, he's a super popular artist.
I have one other guess. This is a weird guess. Bad Bunny.
No, Kicks. Not even in the top 10, unfortunately.
He slipped our mind, you said?
It was just in the sense that I know that you're not a huge fan of this person's music. In fact, I know Jason would mock it. And you know what? Cakes would mock it too.
Is it Drake?
I would mock it?
Drake.
Yes, it's Drake.
Drake.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I can't stand Drake.
I actually
get psyched. I know you love Drake.
I mean, I don't think I love him, but there's a few of his songs. Like this song,
I love Kenyon Drake more.
Yeah, but he's very disappointing, silly. Jason. Like, you thought he was going to have a big year last year. He didn't.
Still like him better.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
He could have one carry a game. I like him better.
Come on, a little louder. I know Valdez doesn't like this either. I get so psyched for the song.
I don't like that Kenyon Drake is sharing the backfield now with Josh Jacobs in Vegas. It's kind of muddled out there now.
Top artist of the 2010s over Taylor Swift, over Bruno Mars, over Rihanna, Adele, over the Biebs. Nobody guessed Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. Over Post Malone, who has been a monster the last few years. So anyway, thought that was interesting. Tawny Kitaen, who passed away. We talked about her the other day at the age of 59. So far, I don't believe they suspect anything suspicious. Her brother thinks she died, Cakes, of a broken heart, a broken ticker. Her dad, apparently, recently died April 12th. They say the funeral was supposed to be in a few days, and she was particularly close to her dad. He said he spoke to her the night before, and she was in a perfectly good mood. She was excited to spend Mother's Day with her kids, and she donked off. I don't know how. No sign
heart.
Of
is
drugs,
that
pills,
of...
or alcohol at the scene.
All right, so that's not another way of saying she died of a heart attack. It's just a broken heart.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Because that's kind of what happens when you have a heart attack. It breaks.
Right.
Well, it definitely breaks
Great
down.
Point. Right.
Certainly breaks down. We know that.
Jason, if you were a chick, and I know you probably wish you were on some level. Mm-hmm. If you were a chick, would you date Armie Hammer at this point?
No way. He's too weird.
You'd have to be psycho.
Yeah, he's a mega weirdo.
Now, remember, he's been...
Who would I'd rather date, JP? Armie Hammer or
Cole Hammer, the college golfer.
Yeah,
or
who knows college golfers?
Or Armin Kitaen,
MC.
MC is
MC Hammer, right? Oh, right.
Come on, how do you not get that?
Yeah, right. Snoozing on Matt that over here.
Right. But Armie Hammer apparently is now dating a dental hygienist on the Grand Cayman Island. Remember, he's been accused of, like, abusing some of his ex-girlfriends to the point where one girl was so sort of taken by him, and I think she didn't like it at the time, but, you know, he's into all that, like, bondage and all kinds of crazy stuff, that at one point he cut his initials into her private area, right above her cilia. Mm-hmm. He literally used, like, a razor blade. And he carved in.
That's bizarre. That's bizarre
initials.
Behavior. That's like on the path to serial killer behavior,
right?
In my opinion.
Can you imagine? How do you get rid of that? Like, it's one thing to get rid of a tattoo. Maybe she needs a tattoo there now. Initials in.
Then you have a scar on your body
to her pubic bone. You know, like an area, like right above. You know, right. You know,
if
Armie
Hammer knocked on my door and delivered a pizza,
I wouldn't know him either.
A silly Paisano's pepperoni and cheese.
Have you guys seen the Social Network? You don't know who Armie Hammer
is. I wouldn't know him.
He created the Facebook.
He was the Winklevoss twins.
I know, but when I watch it, I didn't know that's Armie Hammer. I just know that's the Winklevoss twins.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, who knows who's who?
If the Winklevoss twins delivered a pizza, I wouldn't know who they are.
Oh, I would know.
Oh, yeah, you would.
I would know they're big tall guys.
Bitcoin falling out of their pockets.
Okay,
that's how you know.
If they do that, then maybe. But if they didn't, I'd just give them
Bitcoin,
I'd give them a $5 tip and say thanks.
There's no Bitcoin?
There's no coin.
I know. It's a joke. Yeah. You work with my jokes.
Yeah, right. A-Rod reportedly shocked by the Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck reunion. And apparently...
Well, he is a dullard. That confirms it. He's shocked that they're getting back together.
He is shocked, and apparently he's not super happy about it either. Because he has tried, I guess reportedly... several times to get back together with Jennifer. And she's just having a great time, they say, with Ben.
Isn't he aware that Bennifer sounds better than a Rodifer? Of course they're going to be together instead of those two.
Well, what
it makes more sense.
Yeah, but it was J-Rod.
It was J-Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a
theory. Still not as good.
J-Rod is better.
Yeah. I still prefer A-Rodifer.
Who said A-Rodifer ever?
I did.
No,
I
just, you just
look,
made
this,
it up?
This
yeah.
Brilliant brain.
He slept on J-Rod.
I have a theory that A-Rod has a steroid dong.
Oh, really? That's
a little,
your working theory?
A teeny? He has a ROM? He has a cakes?
Yeah.
Hey, don't lump me in with ROM.
All that juicing just shriveled it all up.
Well, he did have, like, man boobs at one time.
But couldn't it go the other way? I mean, I don't even know the biology of it.
I don't think it makes it silly.
And so,
only shrinks it.
And so she's pining for the Ben dong.
Right. I think it shrinks it because your body naturally stops producing testosterone, right?
All right, but knowing A-Rod,
yeah.
I mean, he'll get something, you know. He'll probably
you think
take
he had an enhancement
things.
Surgery
course,
or something?
Maybe.
Yeah. Would anybody here ever dare do that? Cakes, would you? You'd be the biggest candidate.
No. Money was big enough.
Yeah, that is true. If the endorsement dollars were big enough,
yeah, what
would
it cost you? If there was a penis enhancement.
You did something recently. It wasn't. I mean, kind of the whole shock waves, the thing you were doing.
That's true. It increased blood flow, but it was no cutting.
I know, but it was an endorsement.
Yeah. I do believe that it was an endorsement, and I sold out. But yeah, I do believe
they're holding magnets near your dongs.
I do believe at least visually. I think there was some growth.
I think for me to get into the male enhancement game, that has to be minimum upfront payment. Has to be minimum five figures. That's the jumping off point.
Well, I think I made five figures on that
minimum.
Yeah,
yeah.
EB, did they?
I'm with you on that.
They do measurements
before and
no,
after.
No, but I was eyeballing it, of course. And I put it this
sounds
way:
specific.
The circumference was definitely larger.
You should have had Dina do spots.
She could attest to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm actually a little bit bitter that I haven't been doing those spots lately. I wouldn't mind. I'd go back. I'd go back for another treatment. Why not?
It's better than when you had the soy sauce put into your obliques.
Oh, yeah. Because what happens is, think about it. This is
That's
what
probably
happens
why your back hurts so
this
much.
This is what happens. Yeah. This is what happens to you. You know how your arteries get clogged as you get older?
The theory.
Yeah. So your arteries down by your Johnson get clogged. You don't even realize it.
I just want to hear the Brett and EB story again. I've forgotten. It had to
I took a bullet
sauce.
For Brett. I didn't, Brett is the one that wanted the Britney, because it was like when Britney was doing all that stuff.
So it was
like
a liposuction deal?
It wasn't lipo. It was fat cells. You would inject soy into your fat cells, and they would burst. And so.
Didn't Brett got denied?
Both of us were too fat.
Butt naked.
So we were both butt naked on the scale, cupping our balls in front of the lady. Because we tried to get as light as we could.
Trying to get sexy back.
Because here's the thing. If you're obese, you know, it's not going to work. You needed to be just slightly overweight. But Brett and I were technically obese. So we had to sign a waiver to do the treatment. True story.
And then you got
That's
the
That's where
injection.
You and Brett should have looked at each other and said,
and then
you know
they,
what?
They
this
would
is not
inject
working.
Us. No.
Didn't you guys get super bloated or something?
No, we were pregnant. You were walking around holding a baby. I didn't
remember Brett walking around. He's like,
dude, it was
I can't
the
believe
worst.
How much
you were miserable. You were miserable.
It was the worst experience I think of
and,
my life.
Then you gotta go do spots for it.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel silly.
They would give you 20. Imagine one. We did 20 injections each time.
And you weren't getting paid. It was just trade out.
I think I did it for trade. Maybe
you didn't even get one nickel.
I
for
did it for Brett. Because I thought I looked silly. I didn't realize I was technically obese.
That was a terrible business move on your part.
A red nickel.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I might have made a few bucks, but I think I did that for trade. And it was horrific.
We've done certain clients.
Horrific.
Where, you get offered something. I had one where, I've got terrible toes. Fungus on the toes. Maybe has two, right?
So gross.
Okay, don't lump me in with your story. Your fungus. This is about your fungus.
I understand, but you also have fungus on the toes.
Why would that be an issue? I mean, why are you throwing me under
the
bus?
So there was a place that said they could laser it off.
Yeah.
And they said pain-free. And my wife brought me, and I was almost crying.
They lied.
It was
they lied
so
to you.
Painful.
Right. Well, dude, I've heard that about like teeth whitening. Like if you get the teeth whitening laser, like it's really painful. So I'm why I'm scared to get that. No chance I would want.
I don't want to talk about lasers anymore.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was. I saw somebody whose teeth were so white. It was jarring recently.
Yeah.
You know, some people get it, and it's too much.
Like, nobody on this show, I can tell you that.
Nobody on this show. Not us.
Guarantee you that.
Right.
All right. Coming up next, we will get into the Washington football matchup. Will they be favored in the newly released Week 1 matchup? That's next here on the Junkies.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk about the Nationals who've been struggling with Mike Florio, the president of baseball operations
Rizzo.
And GM of your Washington Nationals. So that's coming up at 9. But we learned via a couple of places, CBS Sports and Fox and Friends apparently, about the opening to the NFL season and who Washington will face.
Is there leakage?
In week one.
Is there some leakage?
I think it's leakage, yes.
I think it's planned. It's brilliant
just
marketing.
Just to get you excited and get sports radio talking about it.
Brilliant marketing again by the NFL. You got to give them that.
So in week one, it'll be a battle of high first-round picks last year. Chase Young, of course, drafted number 2. Justin Herbert, after him, it'll be the L.A. Chargers against the Washington football team.
And I love that.
That's in Washington, correct?
Yes.
It is in D.C., yes.
That's a great game.
And that's 1 o'clock, I'm assuming. That'll be
I would actually
game.
Go to that game if Jason Wright wanted to give me silly club seats.
I see what you're doing there. I see what's happening here.
I would 100% go and take my beautiful family.
Yeah.
I would only have one kid at home. But, yeah, I would definitely go to that game.
That's a tasty opener right there.
Yep.
If you want to chime in at 800-636-1067, who do you like in week one? Chargers against Washington.
That is a great.
Herbert, it'll be marketed as Herbert versus Young. Herbert was drafted number 6 overall last year. Young, of course, was the 2nd overall pick. Both teams finished 7-9. Now, for Washington, 7-9 was good enough to win the division.
Yeah.
I believe the Chargers finished in 3rd place in the division because, of course, they had the Chiefs, who were 14-2, and the Raiders, who were ahead of them. Raiders, I believe, finished 500.
But that's going to be a good test defense because Herbert, you know, is going to sling it. He's got Eckler coming out of the backfield. He's got Mike Williams on the outside. He's got
Keenan Allen,
who's going to catch like 130 balls.
Yep,
which is what he does.
Yep, that's a lot of weapons.
I already know Jason's picking the Chargers. That's fine.
No, hold on.
I already know you're picking the Chargers.
No, hold on, Ricky. We already did the predictions. Remember?
Yeah, I love this game. This is a great game, great litmus test.
I wrote it down because I don't want to switch my picks.
And
I think if they
lose, it's fine because you're losing to, an up-and-coming team. I think they're an up-and-coming team.
No, I've got.
And if you win, it's a good conference builder.
I've got win. Chargers win.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know. What did I have? I have no idea.
I don't care. My mood
that day.
I only care about my picks.
I probably have a win.
I picked them to win 11 games. I'm sure I have them beating the Chargers at FedEx.
Yeah.
It's a little interesting because when the Chargers' first-round draft pick, Rashawn Slater, the left tackle, was drafted, they repeatedly showed clips of him besting Chase Young in their matchup. That was like the thing they highlighted. That was like the one person Chase struggled against.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
I'm surprised the Chargers had a top 10 defense last year.
Yeah.
Well, they got Bosa.
Right. Did they get rid of Anthony Lynn?
Yes.
Yeah, he's gone.
So who's the guy
Staley.
Now?
Staley. Brendan Staley.
This will be his first game.
Brandon or Brendan? I think it's Brandon.
I don't know anything about him.
He worked under McVay in L.A. Uh-huh.
Chargers finished 9th in offense last year and 10th in defense.
Yeah, they probably should have had a better
team defense.
Probably should have had a better.
Didn't they lose a bunch of squeakers?
They lost a lot of close games.
Well,
and
they
Anthony
gave up
Lynn
a lot of points, though.
Yeah.
Botched some endings.
They were 23rd in points against. So they may have been top 10 in yardage, JP, but they gave up almost 27 a game.
Right.
So Staley was McVay's defensive coordinator last year.
Uh-huh. So they're bringing him in. So who's the offensive coordinator? Is it still the same Donk or no, a whole new guy?
It's Joe Lombardi.
All right, so a different guy. Last year it was Shane Steichen.
All right, so it's Joe Lombardi.
So let's see how Herbert responds. New offense. New, you know what? Could be a regression. Could be a sophomore slump, and I'm a big Justin Herbert fan. Love what he did. You know what? This is a great first game. I'm so excited about it.
It's a big test for the defense.
That's a great
because,
matchup.
Because, you know, the defense was highly ranked, but then we saw what Tampa did to it in the playoffs, and I understand they won the Super Bowl and Tom Brady, but, I mean, over 500 yards, we were thinking going into that game, if there was a chance for Washington to win, you know, Chase and Montez had to do damage, and they couldn't touch Tom Brady.
Right.
And, look, Justin Herbert's totally different. He's young, but he can sling it. You mentioned all of the weapons. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. We are breaking down week one.
I'm predicting the
on May
Vegas,
12th.
The FanDuel odds on that week one. It's going to be Washington favored by 3 over the Chargers.
And so like Jamin Davis, nice welcome to the NFL. Go cover Austin Eckler in the flat.
Yeah, have fun with that.
That's going to be tough, but.
Well, that's why they brought him in.
Sure.
That's exactly why they brought him in.
We'll see if he can keep up. That's going to be a good test for him week one.
I mean, I'm sure Eckler will have some plays, but I'm sure that they'll be a little bit better with Davis than they would have been otherwise.
You know how much scrutiny there's going to be on? It didn't even matter the opponent, but on Fitzpatrick in that week one game.
How much what?
It's just how much scrutiny on Ryan Fitzpatrick, assuming he's named the starter, on week one for him. I mean, last year in Miami, I think he started off the season with 3 picks. And I'm sure people were like, oh, Fitz tragic, that sort of thing.
Could happen. Good. Now you never know with Ryan. He definitely is capable of having some horrific games.
Then, and then if Herbert beats Chase Young, you know it's 31-23 or whatever, they're going to say should have drafted Herbert, not Chase Young at two.
Well, that's always true of a franchise quarterback. Sorry, we've said that from the beginning.
By the way, Cakes, they also drafted. You keep talking about Eckler coming out of the backfield.
Yep.
They drafted Jared Cook, or they signed Jared Cook.
Yeah.
At tight end.
Yep.
So, it's going to be a big test for the defense.
I love that. I think the Chargers are a fun team to watch. He played a ton of close games last year. Herbert is
a fun team.
They're a fun team. They're a fun team to watch. I loved watching the Chargers, you know, like in the fourth quarter last year. They were really exciting, fun team to watch. And I'm hoping that Washington finally, for the first time in years, is going to be exciting offensively.
Well, look at the losses that the Chargers had last year. They lost an overtime game against Kansas City, 23-20. Then they lose to Carolina, 21-16. They lose to Tampa, 38-31. They lose an overtime game to New Orleans, 30-27. So they started off the year 1-4.
I would say
that in those games, Herbert had, you know, almost 1,200 yards. So he was slinging it all over the field. They were close losses to good teams.
Tampa, I would say they're better than us. They were better than us last year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just think about that schedule. That is a daunting schedule. They open up the year. They beat Cincy. But then they had KC, Carolina, Tampa, New Orleans.
Yeah. They're a fun team to watch.
And Eckler got hurt at some point during the year.
He got banged up like in the – I want to say like the third or fourth week. It was pretty early.
They didn't have him for about seven or eight games, which killed him. They lost six of those seven games that he was out.
It's going to be a great litmus test. We'll see how Willie Jackson blends in. We'll see how Jamin Davis blends in.
They're going to be tested.
We'll see if we can keep up offensively. How do they utilize Samuel? And, you know, dude, I'm ready. Let's go.
You know what's one good thing about
Jason Wright? Invite me to the suite.
One thing that's good is that because of the bubble situation and COVID and the way they redid the seasons in the NBA and NHL, that there's going to be less of a gap. You know, usually we have a couple months and we just have baseball. That's it. Just baseball until NFL training camp. Mm-hmm. There's going to be less of a gap. And for us, hopefully, the Capitals and or Wizards going to run.
And by the way, I refuse to believe that there's going to be a big invasion of L.A. Chargers fans because they don't exist. Nobody cares about the Chargers in L.A. People in San Diego may have cared about them, but people in L.A., the Rams are the main draw. The Chargers are the second attraction there. There can't be 10,000 or 15,000 people coming into FedEx.
Let's predict attendance. Attendance has been putrid lately, okay?
Right.
And I believe they've said they're, you know, barring anything crazy, they're allowed full capacity, correct?
Yes.
Full capacity, you said, is like 80,000 now or something?
Right around 80.
All right, they're not going to do 80,000. They might do, I'm going to say they get 50.
Yeah, I would say 40. I would say 45 to 50 is
But you don't have any, like, a Kicks is right. You're not going to have 10,000 Chargers fans.
No, probably not.
How could you?
How could that be a thing?
Probably see some Sean Merriman jerseys.
You know what? If you think about it, there's already kind of a buzz now about the team.
Yeah.
And as you get closer to week one, it's only going to build.
Yeah.
It's going to build.
Then you're going to combine that with people, you know, busting out of the seams to get out and do stuff.
Yes.
Normal.
Yes. I mean, the tailgate, that would be probably the best tailgate of the year.
Could be a perfect storm.
Yes. People are dying to do stuff.
To make it there.
What?
I said, hopefully by then we'll have gas to make it there.
The gas thing is going to resolve itself.
That's a blip. That's a tiny blip.
The people that are getting in line, like an only, they're donks. there's gas.
I hope you're right, because I'm just getting texts from people all over the area. No gas.
My wife just got gas. No problem.
I'll tell you what. There better be gas available on May 22nd because I'm going to Hilton Head.
Well, you definitely need gas for that trip.
Right. Well, you could pedal.
All right. I'm not flying.
Anyway, it's a good matchup for week one. Defense will be tested by Justin Herbert and all those weapons.
We'll see
what the offense can do against a pretty good defense that finished, you know, 10th in yardage. But you're right, different in points. They gave up a bunch of points, but they've got some talent there. So week one has been released. Washington against the Chargers.
If you had to, does this change your pick when they play him? Doesn't change mine.
No, I don't even know what I picked the first time. Today I'm leaning win. But
do you remember who you picked?
No, Valdez has all my picks.
Okay. W for the Washington football team.
I had them like 5-3 at home.
So this scares me that so many of us are picking Washington and we're dumb. So
right,
that
they'll be 0-1.
Now we could revise this tomorrow when the official schedule comes out.
Right. Yeah, of course. You can revise it whenever.
JP's the only one with a loss. To the
but he
Chargers.
Said he was leaning.
So now you're leaning win.
You were leaning dub though, right?
Oh. But I didn't know it was going to be the first game. I think like
does
I said,
that
I...
matter? See, it
yeah,
doesn't
sure
matter
does.
To me.
Hey, I already
sure
know.
Does.
I already know what my lock pick is for our weekend parlay.
You're going against cakes.
I'm taking the skins.
Right.
Oh, you are
big dub.
A lot of groupthink going on here.
What do you think?
All right, the rest of the night, no looking up your picks from a week ago.
Why?
Because I want you guys to look at the schedule tomorrow and go.
With I've got them written down.
Fresh set of eyes.
I'll do it again
like
tomorrow.
It.
No, I know. I don't want you picking the same games because you picked them a week ago. This
they want to be
that.
Able to Joan
I don't even
that
have them.
Flip flop.
I don't have them written anywhere.
You think he's gonna find them?
Yeah.
I've got them written down.
I don't even know what I rated the quarterbacks.
I have mine written down. I just flipped the page.
Jason,
over.
No study.
Won't look at it.
I've already referred to them.
Yeah, you know.
Sorry.
Rip it up right in front of you.
Nope, can't do it.
Jason doesn't like to flip-flop, so he's not going to do that.
I flip-flopped 8 times last year.
Yeah. Coming up next, we'll talk some Nationals. They've been struggling. We'll talk to the GM and President of Baseball Operations, Mike Rizzo, here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.